On today's show, we had National Creating Foundation's very own Chad Helmanack talking about a new workshop coming up here in middle of October called the El Paso Workshop on Immigration and how credit unions are really stepping up to help out the immigrants in these border towns. And this one is focused on El Paso, Texas, obviously. So Chad is here to tell us all about it. So check it out. Hey, Mike Clausen here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have one of our favorite recurring guests, Mr. Chad Helmanack from the National Credit Union Foundation. Chad, how are you, sir? Good to see you again.
Doing great, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Better now that you're here. And we get to talk about a pretty cool workshop that you guys have coming up here. It's called the El Paso Workshop on Immigration, and it's coming up in October. So I want to start out with, what is it? Tell us, give us a quick summary on what this workshop is all about.
Sure. So part of our programming, we do this in our DE program, and, okay. And this isn't a DE program, but part of it is walking in the shoes of those we serve.
Okay.
And we have a great credit union down in El Paso, GECU, who I'm sure you're familiar with.
Oh, yeah.
They do a bang-up job of serving the El Paso community, people who are new to this country, families and individuals coming over, and trying to not just the financial mainstream, but move towards a path of citizenship and do all the things to be a part of our country. And so we have a lot to learn from GECU, and it's a bigger piece of what credit unions can do. Not just an issue in border towns, but we have more than 40 million immigrants in the U.S. right now, and a significant portion of that, the lineage there. It's going to be a big part of all of our communities eventually. So we see this as a growing opportunity for credit unions to meet the needs of an audience that maybe is underserved, not always underserved, but misunderstood, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this workshop's going to explore, is not just, the point at which they come over, but as people stay in this country, how do their needs change, and how do we identify with those needs, listen and learn and serve?
So what sparked this idea? Obviously, there's a need here. So, but what kind of went, oh my gosh, we need to do something here. So what was the initial kind of movement to get something like this going?
So for a number of years, the National Credit Union Foundation did what we called a DE workshop.
Right.
And it was once a year, continuing education for DEs who would, we'd look at different issues. We held one in Seattle that looked at homelessness. And Suncoast hosted us down, or that was BECU, and we had one in the Tampa area that Suncoast hosted. So we've been in some really cool areas. And this year, we're revisiting that idea and opening it up to all credit union folks. As we've talked about this, as we put this event together, we're not just partnering with GECU, but we're also partnering with Inclusive and Copera Consulting as well, who are helping us to speak, and they've been consulting with us on agenda and just putting together a great event. And as we've been doing that, we've been hearing from credit unions who say, I'd love to send somebody, but I'm not a DE and we don't have any DEs. And so for us, it's an opportunity to create impact. What are we here to do? We want credit unions to come to this workshop, learn from credit unions who are already doing the work and experts who are understanding the challenges and opportunities there with immigrant populations, and learn alongside us. So the one other thing, Mike, that I'll add, I'm really excited about, I mentioned walking in the shoes. And as part of this event, we are going to be visiting the U.S.-Mexico border. So we're going to stay on the U.S. side and hear stories from folks who either work on the border or who have crossed over themselves. There's a number of folks that work in credit unions and also in the El Paso community that we're going to be inviting to tell their stories.
Mm-hmm.
And the second part of that experience, and on a separate day, we're going to be visiting a place called Annunciation House. And they're a nonprofit organization that when people cross the border and come over, sometimes it's just the shirt on their backs.
Yeah.
And they're an organization that provides temporary housing. So it's lots of cots and amenities, hygiene products, food, childcare. I went down in 2019 to visit GECU. And so we meant to do this event sooner. And I got to visit Annunciation House and see a little bit of the El Paso community. It's vibrant. It's incredibly awesome to be down there. Great food, great organizations doing all this work to help people. And it's just a mix of culture and great work being done by credit unions. And there are a few other credit unions down that area too that are joining us. So I could go on and on, Mike. I feel like I'm rambling at this point.
No, you're
but
not.
I'm so excited about this event, and GECU, they're our host credit union, and they've just done a fantastic job too.
Yeah, I'm thinking as you're talking, because I'm in San Diego, and I'm literally probably 45 minutes from the U.S.-Mexico border. And, yeah. You know, back in my college days, my friends and I, we would always go down to Baja California or Mexico and go on surf trips, or just go down and hang out in Tijuana or Rosarito or Ensenada, go to get some great fish tacos. Oh my gosh, the best fish tacos on planet Earth. But I know what you're talking about. It gives me goosebumps about what you guys are doing there, because it's such a dynamic area of, people in need, but there's also such celebration on the border as well. And it's just an amazing experience to check out. And if you ever get a chance to go like to El Paso, any type of border town, it's very much an eye-opener education. And like you said, it's actually kind of a wonderful experience as well. The people are just so genuine and just wonderful, wonderful human beings. So it's really cool that you guys are kind of stepping up in this area to help folks out who need it. So it's really cool to see.
And part of this work, you know, we focus a lot on financial well-being for all here, and that for all piece has to do with diversity, equity, inclusion. And so it's a great opportunity, again, with these partners to go down and see that experience, because especially for someone like me up in Wisconsin, what do I know about the border besides maybe what I'm told on TV and in the news?
Yeah.
And that can be incredibly misleading. And one of the organizations we're going to have as part of this event as well is called Borderplex Alliance. And they talk about the osmosis between El Paso and Juarez and La Cruces as well in New Mexico, and just the economic development that happens, you know, just they're a group of cities. And we wanted to go to Juarez, couldn't guarantee the safety of our folks, really. There were a lot of, it's a complex thing to do as part of a program, but El Paso is a very safe city.
Yeah.
And so we're excited to be there. And, if you're not around it, like you said, if you grew up around it and you saw it, it's a fascinating ecosystem and there's so much to learn.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And so having said all that, Chad, what do you guys hope to achieve here? What are some of the goals that you guys want to achieve here? Obviously, education and awareness are huge, but what else do you guys want to achieve here?
We want to achieve impact and action. So part of this workshop and having our partners with us, like Inclusive and Copera, is there are system partners who are helping credit unions to do this work. So it's more than just turning our materials into, translating them into Spanish. There's an empathy piece to this too. There's a products and services piece. There's an understanding of that when people emigrate, they're often straddled with debt due to the process of coming over. And one of the shocking things for me when I went to Annunciation House was that kind of the processing of individuals who come over, they have family, in certain parts of the country. And sometimes, and it's not an unkind system, and it's not me to pass judgment on it, but shocking to know that sometimes it's giving that individual or their family a bus ticket and saying, well, good luck, we're sending you over to the West Coast where your family is.
Yeah.
And so just the challenges of acclimating to a new environment. And again, it's not that immigrants always are, and immigrant populations are underserved or underbanked, but those predatory services and also the reluctancy and the kind of the trust building idea, there's a lot of folks that don't trust those systems and want to keep their money in a mattress or what have you. So, it's hard to paint with a broad brush. There's so much detail to cover. So the point is, let's learn about that detail and the nuance. Let's dive into it. Let's explore what credit unions are doing successfully in this arena, and also credit unions that are away from border cities as well, because again, this is an all hands on deck across the country issue. And hopefully bring people from this workshop back to their credit unions with ideas and things that they can put into their strategy and make a difference.
Yeah. And to have credit unions kind of at the foundation of this is the icing on the cake here. It's such a credit union thing to do. It's right in the wheelhouse of the mission of obviously helping people. So yeah, this is it's kind of a natural fit.
To that point, Mike, the first credit union, you probably have heard, the St. Mary's Bank Credit Union. in Manchester, New Hampshire, was created to serve French Canadian immigrants. That was their original field of membership. So we have a long history of serving immigrant populations and reaching out to those who have a voice but aren't being heard or need access and helping them adjust and prosper and achieve financial well-being. So you're absolutely right. It's part of our DNA. And the cool part about my job is I just kind of bring a lot of smart people with me, and I don't have all the answers, so I'm going to be learning alongside too. So I'm excited to learn more than I know too at this workshop.
Yeah, it's exciting for sure. So where can folks find out more information, and how do they participate if they want to dive in here?
Right on. So again, all credit union employees are welcome to join us if you're a DE or not. We love our DEs and we want to see them there. We've got a strong group showing, but all are welcome. Registration's on our website, ncuf.coop. And all the details, the agenda, we've got a hotel block there, October 11th through 14th in El Paso, Texas. And we're going to have some surprises up our sleeve too. It's the 40th anniversary of DE program as well.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we're going to have an over-the-hill party. is that even the hill anymore, Mike? It's the 40s and the 30. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what it is anymore. I lost track.
Anyways, ncuf.coop is where folks can find more information and register.
And it's October 12th to the 14th, you said, or
11th to the 14th.
11th to the 14th. Okay, got it. I'll put those dates in the show notes too, and the links and all that type of stuff as well. So, anything else to add here, Chad? This is again, something truly fantastic coming from the foundation. So you guys always are up in the ante here. So good stuff.
Thanks. It's just there's a lot going on right now, but the opportunity to get out and explore like this is something we're doing this year. We hope people can join us. We want to see how this model works and hopefully do it more in the future. There's so much to learn from the credit unions who are doing the work, and GECU is an example of that. So we'd love to have you there as well. We can talk after the show, but since all are welcome, I'd extend that to you as well. But thank you as always for your time. I always enjoy it.
Oh my gosh, you're welcome. Yeah, happy to do so. I've been through El Paso many times, so I know what you're talking about. So yeah, so good stuff. All righty, sir. Well, I'm gonna let you get back at it, and you got a lot of work on your plate, but always appreciate your time, Chad, and all the fabulous stuff that you and the NCU at the foundation crew there are doing on a daily basis. You guys are doing some incredible work. So thank you very much for all that you do as well.
Thanks, Mike, for all your support. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks again.
Anytime.